Hello, this is Yoki Wendell's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you will overcome all the limitations putting into yourself for your future, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, I can't believe how many days I have spent to explain the meaning of the names of the Buddhas who has been manifested as human beings since the history of the universe, that Shakyamuni Buddha said, whatever. We are really going to the end almost. Well, our next name is that the Buddha of taking away the stupidity. Oh, what a nice name. Well, this name is connected to our next name. That next name is Dogaigyo. Dogaigyo, that rescue from, well, from the cover. Well, what this means, this is symbolizing that many people covering up the true reality of the oneself. The true reality of oneself is actually the great spirit of the universe. You have so many potentials, unlimited potential. That is what the true yourself. However, many people put the limitation in the image of oneself, aren't you? You think about some wishes for the future, but you, at the same time, you something whisper you that, oh, that can be happened, or don't wish too much, or whatever. This is something similar to the story of the elephant works in a circus. When that elephant was in baby, he was tied up. Well, one leg was tied up by the chain when he was baby. So when he was baby, it was not possible to take away the chain from his leg. But what about when he was grown as an adult elephant? It's easy to take that chain away and escape from the circus. But because of the image that since imprinted in childhood, the elephant has image that cannot, this chain cannot be taken away by my leg. Isn't this similar to the human potential? Even though you have many potentials and you can realize the many wishes for the future, however, the negative images, negative whispers of the words, all those imprinted from the past, you may tie you up. It's one of the cause of this is the human being usually imprinted that about the concept of the time. The time, people think time comes from the past. So that you know what happened in the past and you don't know what's going to happen in the future. And because for the human beings in a primitive time, it was so much struggle for the survival. So have tendency to always think about preparing something wrong. Something wrong happens. Something difficult situation happens. Always preparing in subconsciousness, which is imprinted in DNA of the human being. But all those come from that. I mean, all those that concept that time comes from the past is related to that the world is made by material. And how the material is going to happen is by the past material situation. But we have to change completely to that the world is made of the heart, an image. I believe some people know what's written in Heart Sutra. In one sentence of the Heart Sutra says, take far away that your concept and image totally something opposite from the truth. What this means? This means that if you think the world is made of material, it is that totally opposite from the truth. If you think that the time is coming from the past, so we know about what happened in the past, but we don't know what's going to happen in the future, this is also the opposite from the truth. We human beings are born to learn and awaken the truth of the reality of this world. The true reality of this world is that world is not made by materials. World is made of heart and images. Therefore, the time comes from the future, not from the past. So where the future exists? Future exists means future exists in your heart. Future exists in your image. Future exists in your subconsciousness. So what do you create? What do you visualize? What do you have faith? What do you believe about the future? That will come to you and manifest in your life. This is the truth. And if you realize this, the world is not made of material. The world is made of heart and image, and the future is what you image, visualize in your heart. You no longer be trapped by the limitation, because the material has the limitation, but your heart and image has no limitation. You are free to paint any picture in your heart, to take away the limitation. It means that you no longer be trapped from the past image. Take away the limitation, it means that you are no longer trapped by the materials. You are free from all the traps. And you'll be rich, your life will be rich as you create richness in your heart, and your future is bright as you project the light. For the future that exists in your heart, may you free from the materialistic limitation of the future and be free to create that bright future, and let the light emanate your future and the world and your life.